Hi, my name is Michael Palermo, and this series is all about developing Windows 8 apps in half the time. Today's episode is going to discuss how to do event handling in your JavaScript. Let's see the different ways that this can be accomplished. So I'm in Visual Studio. I've just created a project that was a navigation type. I've drilled down to the home page, which is provided in that template. I did replace the contents here with a div called boxes with three divs inside, each with an ID of either box 1, box 2, or box 3, and they're all styled the same. In the JavaScript file, what I'd like to do is associate each one of those boxes with an event handler. Now down below, I've already created an event handler called box 1 clicked. And so what I'm going to do up here is I'm going to steal this line of code, which gives me access to box 1. Put that here, and then attach an event listener by doing this, the box.addEventListener. The event that we want is click, and I want to call that box1clicked function that's defined below, and it's as simple as that. So I'll go ahead and run this application. Now, if I click on 3 or 2, which I'm doing now, nothing happens. If I click on 1, I get my little thumbs up. That's great. Let's see another way to do this. As I look at the code, I realize I'm actually calling this line twice. It feels a little redundant. So I'm going to add another function here. And this one will be called boxClicked. I will now add an argument in here. So when I go down into the code, I could say arg.srcElement.innerHTML equals thumbs up. Now because I'm using this event argument that's being passed in, I don't need to actually query the document for what was the source of this event, which means I can go back up here and change my box 1 clicked to just box clicked. Not only that, because each of those divs have an ID, I can go to the next div by just saying box 2. If it has an ID, I could just type it just like this and then add the event listener, much like the line above, and say also box clicked. Now they're both using the same exact event handler. If I refresh this app, I can click on 1 and 2. Now let's see what it'll take to do number 3. Here's a shortcut you can use that you might really like. Using the ID of 3, I can simply say onClick equals boxClicked. I'm done. I'll refresh the app. 1, 2, 3. It's just that simple. So we've discussed several ways that you can attach event handlers in your code. It's a common practice. It's something you're going to do often. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to be getting into some fun stuff with animations.